It's winter in the Northern Hemisphere, and that's a particularly difficult time for homeless people. Even in rich countries, poverty has increased in the past few years. And in the United States of America, for instance, there are more than 600,000 homeless people. Many try to brave the cold by sleeping in underground tunnels or bus shelters. Others pitch tents in parks and public spaces under constant threat of being driven away by the authorities. There simply aren't enough shelters available for the homeless. In Eugene, Oregon, in the northwestern part of the United States, an urban planner has come up with a tiny houses project. It's a community that offers shelter and facilities for the homeless. Melanie Shevchenko visited the tiny houses community in Eugene and spoke with experts to see if the informal housing model is a viable solution to combat homelessness.
In the southwest of the city of Eugene, Oregon, on a one-acre plot of industrial land, lies a small neighborhood made up of tiny square houses with slanted shingled roofs. They're connected by a main road and footpaths that lead door to door. Train tracks encircle them from all directions. This is Opportunity Village, a microhousing community and nonprofit that provides homes to more than 60 houseless people. It's an alternative concept to the common tent city in the U.S., where homeless stay in small camping tents that provide just enough space for a sleeping bag and a few personal items. Urban planner Andrew Hebben created Opportunity Village, and together with a group of dedicated volunteers, they built these 30 tiny houses as a solution to homelessness in Eugene.
It's just kind of the natural next step from a tent is, you know, a small house. If you give people stability, they're not going to stay in a tent forever.
Walking through the village, I spot a greenhouse and a purple house. Some have tiny steps like a porch, others a front garden. The village is mobile too, meaning all the houses and the communal facilities can be picked up and relocated if needed.
We have the shared bathroom.
The entire village was completed with just under $100,000 in cash donations and nearly an equal amount in materials and in-kind donations.
So this is a kitchen area.
Back in 2011, when the Occupy protest camps were shut down, some 200 people in Eugene were displaced. In response, the mayor called a task force to come up with safe and secure solutions. Opportunity Village was one of them. The city of Eugene leases the land for a symbolic dollar a year. With utility costs from the shared facilities, each resident pays $30 a month. Hebben says a dollar a day can even be paid by collecting bottles.
When we first came here, there's a kind of a semi-official slogan, I guess, welcome home, that the villagers tend to say to new villagers, and right. I that struck me. You know,
this is Dave. He's in his mid-40s with a tanned face, thick stubble, glasses, and a mesh baseball cap. He's been a resident at Opportunity Village since the beginning. I meet him inside the yurt, a shared gathering space with computers, couches, and a pot-belly stove. Dave and his wife share a tiny house. After their jobs were outsourced in Washington State, they were living in campgrounds until they discovered Opportunity Village. Dave shows me his tiny house.
This is it. I mean, this is your living space here, and then our bed is upstairs here.
It's got enough floor space for a chair and some personal items. A few wood steps with a built-in shelf lead up to a loft bed.
There's no electricity in these units and everything, so it's warmer than being out in a tent.
Yep.
And it's warmer than being out in the street.
Based on a 2013 statistic, some 1,750 homeless people were counted in the Eugene region, and 600,000 across America. With growing numbers comes the need for more affordable solutions. Transition Projects is a private nonprofit agency in Portland, Oregon's largest city. The organization helps to transition people from homelessness to housing. Tony Brunell is the director of public policy at Transition Projects. He says one of the biggest issues they face is a lack of affordable housing. More than 2,800 people are homeless in Portland, and half of them have no shelter. Portland has only a 3% vacancy rate for all kinds of housing.
So we have focused many of our dollars on building affordable housing rather than providing shelter. So in Portland today, to access publicly funded shelter takes about 10 to 12 weeks. So 400 to 500 people are on a waiting list at any given time.
According to Brunell, tiny housing could be a solution. While a small house like the ones designed by Andrew Hebben cost between $1,000 and $2,000 US, publicly funded affordable housing units are costing close to $250,000 per unit to develop.
In order to create some more units, we're going to have to do it cheaper. And I think tiny houses could be one option. It's not going to be a total solution. It's not ideal for, say, people in wheelchairs trying to get into loft bedrooms. I think placement of tiny houses is going to be really important. Are they located near services?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
At Right to Dream 2, a homeless camp of about 25 people in downtown Portland, I meet Marty. He's in his late 30s and wears a wool cap over his closely shaved head. Marty lives in a tent that he's insulated with wool blankets and poles to protect him from cold temperatures and snow. For the homeless at Right to Dream 2, tiny houses could help them transition from the streets.
For a lot of these members, it would be a great next step phase, you know, and maybe, you know, they could live there a couple years and then move on, you know. Every situation, you need to climb that mountain to succeed, you know, you got to take those small steps. And what happens, a lot of these people out here, they'll get housing, and unfortunately, a lot of these people don't know how to live in houses. They have to be retrained. Simple things like washing dishes, emptying garbages.
One team working on the next step for the homeless is the mayor's office in Portland. The city has already announced plans to build tiny houses for homeless families. Josh Alpert, the mayor's director of strategic initiatives, is leading up the project. Unlike Andrew Hebben's Opportunity Village, Alpert is aiming for electricity and plumbing in each micro house in Portland. After visiting townships in South Africa, he sees hygiene and personal space as essential.
Those are fenced-off communities, and they become stigmas just by that nature. For the tiny city idea, I envision being able to walk through these areas.
Portland has a reputation for being forward-thinking and progressive, and with an abundance of community gardens, public parks, and grassroots attitude, tiny houses seem like the next logical step. The hope for Alpert and Andrew Hebben is that tiny houses can give a boost to homeless people's dignity in other parts of the U.S. Melanie Savchenko, DW, Portland.